BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Rescue workers in southern Turkey and northern Syria are working through the night to find survivors of two powerful earthquakes, which are now known to have killed more than 3,800 people. Many residents are spending the night in the open after their houses were destroyed. In Turkey alone, nearly 5,000 buildings have been flattened. This man travelled from the capital Ankara to Hatay province in the south of the country.
We heard voices. Our children are in there. But what can we do? The building is already partially collapsed. We risked our lives, but there's nothing to do. What can you do when you hear sounds of life? There are no emergency workers, no soldiers, nobody.
Leaders from around the world have responded with offers to help Turkey, but the closure of airports makes getting aid into the area more challenging. The White House said President Biden called his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan and told him that the US was ready to provide any assistance. Many other countries are sending experts to Turkey, but sanctions and years of isolation present obstacles to helping Syria. Here's our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette.
Getting aid into northern Syria is such a huge obstacle course. There is only one crossing, one lifeline, which runs from Turkey that is absolutely choked with traffic. And there's only one crossing because powerful countries at the UN Security Council, Russia and China, have been vetoing any attempt by Western powers, by the United Nations, to allow more aid into northern Syria before this disaster happened.
The US President Joe Biden has insisted relations between Washington and Beijing have not been weakened by the shooting down of a suspected Chinese spy balloon at the weekend. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, he said the balloon needed to be shot down as soon as it was appropriate.
We've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening. It's just a reality. Once it came over into the United States from Canada, I told the Defense Department we wanted to shoot it down as soon as it was appropriate. They concluded we should not shoot it down over land. It was not a serious threat, and we should wait till it got across the water.
The National Security Council spokesman said U.S. personnel had recovered some remnants of the balloon from the sea. Police in Belgium are investigating an incident in which armed suspects were said to be holed up in a building in the European Quarter area of Brussels. A police helicopter was seen circling over the area and fire trucks were on the scene. Some reports say officers have entered the building. This is the World News from the BBC. Google says it's launching its own artificial intelligence-powered chatbot to rival the revolutionary Microsoft-owned language app ChatGPT. The Google bot, called Bard, is built on its existing large language model Lambda. Here's Zoe Kleinman.
ChatGPT has exploded in popularity since it launched 2 months ago, with more than 1 million people trying it out within its first few days. It uses the internet as a database and can answer any question. It can also write speeches, articles, songs, and even computer programming code. There are concerns that students are using it to do their homework for them. There are also worries that AI chatbots could take over many jobs currently done by humans. But really, their value to the big tech firms is as a possible replacement for how we use search engines. Instead of typing a query into Google or Bing and getting loads of pages of web links to wade through, you could just get one answer.
Five Argentine amateur rugby players have been sentenced to life imprisonment for beating to death a young man outside a nightclub 3 years ago. Three others were sentenced to 15 years. The murder of Fernando Baez Sosa shocked the country and raised questions about racism and class division in Argentina. The military government in Burkina Faso says gunmen have killed 22 civilians and three police officers. The attack happened on Saturday in the northern province of Seno, where Islamist militants are extremely active. This latest violence comes a week after jihadist gunmen killed 28 people in two separate attacks. The Vatican has expelled two nuns from a 700-year-old monastery in the town of Ravello on Italy's Amalfi Coast, which they had refused to leave since last June. The two sisters finally left on Saturday after receiving a letter from Pope Francis telling them they had disobeyed the church by staying there for the last 10 years. BBC News.